This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More storms. What a crazy June and July we've had. A supper club in Grant County suffered severe damage in the storms overnight. Village Bar Supper Club in Keeler almost looks like a meteor fell right into it. The roof is just collapsed. It's been owned by the same family for decades and means a lot to the community in Grant County. The family has started a GoFundMe to get it fixed and get back in business as soon as they can. Flooding continues in spots across southern Wisconsin. The Rock River and Lake Koshkonong are in minor flood stages, according to the National Water Prediction Service. Staff at the Island Bar tell WMTV business has dropped big time this summer. People aren't coming by boat with high waters and no wake zone declarations. Residents and business owners are used to the river and lake flooding in the spring, but dealing with it mid-July is highly unusual. More than a dozen cars were broken into yesterday on the city's west side, and it happened in an area we usually think to be the most secure. Madison police say it was in an underground parking garage belonging to an apartment building on University. Thieves broke into more than 15 cars by smashing the windows to get in. If you have any information, call Madison Police. And Food Fight, the Madison restaurant group, has tightened security at its only Milwaukee location. Il Servo is next to Fiserv Forum on the top floor of the Trade Milwaukee Hotel. Only credentialed people with clearance into the convention will be allowed into the restaurant going forward. They also needed additional security sweeps after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Businesses, groups, and volunteers involved in the Republican National Convention are taking extra safety measures after this past weekend. The RNC and Secret Service haven't made changes to the actual convention space, but so far, there haven't been any issues. Some Madison families are pushing the school district to install fences at elementary schools. Neurodivergent kids, especially ones with autism, can be prone to elopement or running away. One mom told the Cap Times her son has run away from school nearly 30 times. A district spokesperson says fences are tough on school grounds, especially when so many of them are surrounded by green space, parks, and multiple play areas. And in an update on a contentious project, we told you a couple weeks ago the Plan Commission approved a proposal for an apartment building on Old Sauk Road. A majority of residents who voiced their opinion say they have concerns about parking and traffic there. Meanwhile, a few said the only way to lower housing costs in the city is to add more and more units like this. Well, the opposed got enough signatures to appeal the Plan Commission's approved zoning for the project, so the Common Council will take up that appeal tonight. And a fire has hit a beloved bizarre attraction. Firefighters were called to House on the Rock near Spring Green last week. It was in the circus room, one of the grandest displays in the collection. Staff say there was damage to a few items, but they weren't historic items. House on the Rock is home to the largest rotating carousel in the world in that same circus room. The carousel was unharmed. And House on the Rock didn't have to close. They stayed open the whole time through that fire. Staff don't know yet how long repairs will take. Meanwhile, UW Health is adding more and more facilities. As the provider gears up to open a Big East Side location this fall, it's going to expand its footprint across Dane County by more than 1 million square feet. Demand just keeps growing. More people are moving to the Madison area, baby boomers are getting older, and on top of that, more people are coming from outside Dane County to get great health care here. East Park Medical Center is set to open in October. UW Health is planning for a new location on the west side, and a rehab hospital is coming to Fitchburg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special, and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through, like, different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez' first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home 3 awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.